Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Tonight we have with us Shannon West and Victoria Sue. Shannon lives in the South with her husband and family. How they stand her, no one knows. And just a few years ago, she decided she was going to write romance, and she's done absolutely great with it. Now, Shannon's a little different than Donna. Shannon likes to write some of the naughty stuff, but I think you will love, love, love having her on tonight. Also, she mostly spends her days at the keyboard trying to elude housework, which stalks her relentlessly, and that's a problem that I can certainly relate to. Also with us tonight, one of her writing partners, Victoria Sue, and she has loved books forever and ever, and even started out at 8 years old with classics like Little Women. She's still in love with all of those wonderful love stories. And in 2010, she moved from the UK to the US and settled in Florida. And now she's also writing. So in just a few moments, we'll be back with Victoria Sue and Shannon West right after this.
Romancing the Smokies? Well, it's a romance reader's dream. There'll be multiple book signings, endless chances for author meet and greet, and a fine luncheon to look forward to. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, Leanne Tyler, Brandy Kennedy, Trista Ann Michaels, Nancy Nagel, and many more. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappeth will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99. The book signing alone is free, but attendees still need to register. Elegant luncheon, featured authors, books, swag, and gift basket giveaways. Meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for more details. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news. Every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from the Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to DarkHollowsPress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions, worth staying up all night for.
And as promised, I have two Dark Hollows Press authors right now with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Shannon West and Victoria Sue, welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
It's great to be here.
Okay, now, let's just get right with it. First, we're going to talk to Victoria for just a moment. Victoria Sue, you are from the UK.
I am. England, actually.
England. And where did you live in England?
In a city called Leeds in Yorkshire.
Now, Yorkshire is North England?
It is, yeah. You've probably heard of York, Manchester.
Yeah.
Manchester
kind
of in that area.
Manchester is where Davy Jones was from, that was with the Monkees, but I'd say you're too young to remember him.
No, I remember them.
Anyway, so I wanted to get that out of the way, that you're from England, because when everybody hears your beautiful accent, they're going to want to be just like you.
Yeah. Most people think I'm Australian, actually. Usually because I don't sound like Mary Poppins.
Well, personally, it's just like I told you when we were in the green room. I just think it's adorable. To me, you sound like Sophie McShura that plays Daisy on Downton Abbey, which is my favorite
television show.
Yeah. So, and being in England, you may have had somebody tell you how it ends, but don't tell me, okay?
I've seen it.
Oh, don't tell me.
My lips are sealed.
Now, we also have with us Shannon West, who, for many of you know, is the founder of Dark Hollows Press, and she is about as rotten as the day is long. So, Shannon, come on and talk to us and be nice.
I'm not understanding what you mean here. Rotten as the day is long.
Rotten. You are rotten to the core. Even your core is rotten. And I know because I've spent enough time with you. We have too much fun together. We get in trouble.
Yes, we do. We have done. Yes.
Okay. Now, Shannon, we know Victoria Sue was brought up in England. Tell us a little bit about your growing up years.
I was born in Virginia and lived there until I was probably 4 or 5. And then we moved to Georgia. And I've been in, and I was in Georgia, you know, growing up. But then we, I got married at 18 and my husband was in the Air Force. And so I traveled around a lot after that and didn't come back to Georgia until years later.
Well,
so
did you,
lived
did
in
you enjoy the travel?
Like that.
Did you enjoy?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved living in Germany. We lived in Germany for 5 years and I loved that. And we traveled as much as we could. So it was awesome.
I have talked to people that were in the service in Germany, and it was like when you got some time off, you just, it's not like in America where you'd have to, you know, practically go overseas to be out of the country. I mean, you're out of the country, you're out of Germany, you know, just like going out from Tennessee to another state.
Yeah, we live pretty close to the Luxembourg line and border. And so we would go back and forth to Luxembourg all the time, Lux City, and we went to Belgium and, you know, just driving for the day. We had small children. I have 4 small children. So we couldn't really afford to stay in hotels and things, but we just took day trips, and it was great. We had a great time.
So you're in Germany and everything, and now you're back in Georgia. And how long have you been back in Georgia?
Oh, years, maybe 25 years.
And when did you decide that you were going to write?
I've always liked to write. I used to teach and teach English, and I've always, you know, just been drawn to it and like to write. But so I think I wrote my first short story, gosh, years ago. It was a children's story I wrote for my kids, actually. It wasn't published or anything, but at that time, you know, we didn't have e-books and stuff. So
right.
It was harder to get published. And everybody would say, you know, oh, you'll never get published. It's impossible. And so I just didn't try. But then probably 5 years ago, maybe, I wrote a book about my grandmother. It was a historical romance, male-female historical romance. And I wrote a story about her and her romance with my grandfather. It was pretty much made up because, you know, My grandmother died when my mother was 2. She didn't remember a lot, but she had made a comment one time about her, and she said that, well, you know, everybody, she was his second wife, and she said, of course, his first wife had passed away in childbirth, and she said, but everybody always knew he never loved her as much as he loved his first wife, Annie, and my mother's name was Annie. So that to me said, okay, not only did he love his first wife the best, but he named his daughter after her with another woman. And I thought, that just does not compute.
Yeah,
so
really.
So I couldn't understand it, you know, so I had to make it make sense. And so I, you know, did a little research and stuff, and I think I finally figured it out, and that's the story that I tried to write. And it was a lot of fun, and I had it published with Secret Cravings, and right off the bat, and it was published. And I wrote 6 of those. 6 stories like that. They called the series Brides of the Blue Ridge, and I wrote 6 of them, and they were well received and reviewed, but, you know, I didn't make much money doing it, and it's so hard to write a book, as the three of us all know, it's just,
right.
And probably other people listening, it's just so difficult to write, and so I thought, well, if I'm going to do all this and spend this time, I'm going to make a little money off of it, hopefully.
So
I
decided
to change genres,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, what about
the dark
you?
Side.
What about you? I don't know how you guys feel about animals, but I have two animals that do the show with me, and one of them is a little black cat who is now doing the pudgy bread on me. So if you can imagine, I'm sitting in my chair with a pudgy breading cat. All right, so Victoria Sue, when did you decide you wanted to write?
It was just short of 2 years ago. I got bought a Kindle for my birthday, which was mm-hmm. wonderful because you can read all sorts of things on a Kindle that you can't buy in a bookstore. I read this book that I'd been really, really looking forward to, and it didn't have the ending that I wanted it to have. It wasn't a happy ending, and I felt so cheated. So I moaned and complained, and my husband got sick of hearing me. So he just turned round and said, well, why don't you do it and see if you can do it so much better? And he was daring me, and I think he regrets that now.
So you've only So you've only been writing for about 2 years, but you already have about 13 books out. Is that correct?
Yeah, not even 2 years, actually. It's just my first published one was 14 months ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been very lucky.
Very, so, and they're best-selling books.
I've been very lucky because a lot of people can write for 10 years and they don't get a chance. I think it was Stalking Shannon, actually, that really helped.
You need to write a book called that, Stalking Shannon. That just sounds like a book title, does it not, girls? Now, come on.
It does. It's
a series. Because
you're
laughing, you see, but that's actually what happened because one of the first MM book, or one of the first MM books I read was one of Shannon's, and then I looked at her publishers and I realised she'd changed publishers. So the first MM book that I wrote, I sent to Shannon's publishers, not realising that Shannon and the publisher were the same thing. So she did get stalked by me.
I think we stalk each other in a way because even though I am one of the co-owners, I have to confess that I don't really do much. everything is done by my wonderful co-owner Michelle, and she does everything. Michelle Williams and Eden Winters, they run the whole show, and I do some editing. I do a few little things. I help out here and there, but. I was actually proofing Sue's first book, the first book with us, I think it was. It's called Pure, and when I remember turning around to Michelle, who was in the room with me at the time, and I said, "This is really good. I love this." And so
that sounds so surprised, Shannon.
Well, if you proofread some of the things I proofread. No, I mean it was really good. I loved the concept and everything, and so I started kind of stalking her then. And at some point, I don't even know when it was. I emailed her and I said, "Would you like to write with me?"
If you remember, you got Michelle to email me because you didn't dare.
Oh, did was it Michelle? See, I tell you, Michelle
was,
does everything.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon
sent an email that she was asking in case I wanted to say no, and I didn't like saying it to you.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Shannon,
that
how come
funny.
You've never emailed me and wanted to write?
Well, I think we write sort of different books.
I would think that might have something to do with it. That
might have something to do with it.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, you write erotic, I write Christian. So
right.
Yeah, I mean, I write inspirational, you write erotic. Yeah, they're a little bit different. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the couch tonight with Shannon West, Victoria Sue. We're having a fabulous time. You need to stay tuned because we will be right back. Tired of the same old thing? Looking for something new and different in the romance industry? Then you must be looking for Loveline's Romance E-Zine. This is a great place to read about the latest releases and advertise at reasonable prices. It's new, different, and exciting, and you want to be a part of it. Just go to lovelinesmagazine.weebly.com to learn more.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
And we are back right now with Shannon West and Victoria Sue. And Victoria, we've learned a little bit about Shannon's background as far as she liked to write, but a lot of that came from the fact that she was an English major and had taught English. What about you? Do you have, obviously you're a person who devoured books even from a young age, but do you have any background that helps you with your writing?
No, I don't, to be honest. Apart from maybe just general life experiences, I'm a nurse, and my last job before I left the UK was as a teaching assistant. Mm-hmm. And obviously I don't write children's books, so...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But now,
I think I've done a little bit of everything, so I think that helps.
I am also that way. So I totally understand what you're saying. Now, here's something that Shannon, even though we're good friends, probably doesn't know, that at one time I actually did have a writing partner. And I wrote
Was it Leanne?
No, I wrote with Kate McKeever.
No.
And
okay.
we did a book that you probably, at that time I wasn't writing inspirational, let me put it that way.
Oh, okay.
We never got it published, but it was a pretty neat book. But writing as a team, that has its own dynamic. So, Victoria, you get this email from Shannon's assistant or Shannon's co-owner, and you say, and it says, hey, you know, would you like to write something with me? What was your first thoughts?
I screamed. It was like Christmas, because... this was Shannon. This was Shannon West, and you know, I was thrilled. I was really thrilled. And I think I actually behaved myself on the first book because I didn't dare say anything that would upset her. I don't feel like that now. I'm quite happy to argue all day.
Okay, how many books have you guys done together?
This will be the fifth.
Fourth
of the
yeah.
Wolves and one vampire.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's my question. Now that you're on number 4 and 5, do you still argue about commas, or is it just mostly content?
Oh, no. I don't argue about anything to do with commas or anything like that. I just do exactly as I'm told. Anything grammatical is all Shannon's department.
And that
yeah,
works
for you, Shannon? That works, yeah. I mean, because I'm a grammar Nazi, and so that works for me.
She is.
I am. I really am.
Two
I'm bad.
Steps all over my writing.
That's funny.
We wanted to, since we do this together, and we didn't really want to bring in an outside editor, so we sort of self-edit, and then we get, but although I am an editor for Dark Hollows when I get a chance, and I don't get a chance to do it much, but. Because I have so many projects going on, but
yeah.
But we edit it together, and then we for the first time on this last book, I discovered beta readers, and I will never go back to the way I did before.
They are wonderful. The beta readers.
Oh, the beta
That's
readers.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yes. One of my beta readers, he's brand new. His name is Gary Leach. I want to give him a shout out because he's fantastic. They're all fantastic. But him in particular surprised me so because he says, he wrote to me like 2 days after I had sent him the book and that we had done together. He said, Shannon, I've read through it the first time, you know, and I really liked it. Now I'm starting my second read. I'm going to go slower this time and make notes. And, I mean, it was detailed. It was phenomenal. I couldn't believe it. And he was absolutely right on everything he said. And then Claudia, who is one of Sue's betas, is fantastic. And Shirley, another one of my betas, they all three read that Nick's last book and gave us wonderful
comments. And they all find
comments.
Something different, don't they, Shannon? Every single
they
one
do.
Of them, they read the same book and then they all find something different. Some of them might focus on the grammar. Some of them will find a wrong name. I mean, one of my books, I have four MCs, four guys, so it does get confusing a little bit. Now, sometimes I'm really bad at writing the wrong names in.
I am too.
Yeah, but then some of them didn't Gary concentrate on the actual physics in the book? Some of the tech stuff that we mentioned, and he found a problem that wouldn't have occurred to me at all.
Oh, he found a huge problem that we had never even occurred to us because we're not scientists. I'm not.
Right.
Sue is, or she's a nurse, but she knows more about it than I do. But this was about GPS systems, and he told us, you're setting this at a certain time, and this is when GPS started, and this is how they work. And you said the satellites have been, because we have an alternative. What am I trying to say? An alternative reality, alternate world. Yeah, and so you said the satellites were no longer working, but GPS requires like four satellites to work, and just went into all this detail. It was fantastic.
Oh,
so we were
able to
fix that, before it ever went into print. And
because if there's one
thing
you don't want to do as a writer, it's to put something out there that isn't correct. Because just like if you're writing historicals, you and I both know, you've written enough and everything, and you've been around the industry enough. People who read historicals know the history.
Oh, they do. Absolutely.
And so
Sue not long ago, Sue wrote a Regency. Was it Regency, Sue? Or
yes, it is.
And it was very, very detailed. Lots of research went into that, I know.
And without that,
it was the case that sometimes with the historical, you have to research every single paragraph, which gets quite exhausting, really.
Yeah. Well, it's really funny because I did some research. I wrote a historical that will probably never see the light of day, and I did the research, but when I put it out there, I had people tell me that my research was wrong. And that was just, and then even a close friend of mine, I called her and I said, what year was it that the Thames, it was a Regency, what year was it that the Thames froze over? And it wasn't the year I thought it was. I mean, I don't know how I got it wrong because it was right there in front of me online, but I guess you have to be careful where you get your research.
You do.
Yeah.
So you guys are writing as a team now, and that's where we are in our story of Shannon and Victoria. Now, let me ask a question. Do you guys, when you write together, do you just put both names on the book, or do you have a pen name for the two of you?
We put both names on the book.
Okay. Now, so you guys have decided that you're going to write together. Now, what is your process?
Well, with the Wolves, because I'd never co-authored before at all, Shannon wrote the first chapter, and we kind of go back and forth all the time like that. We write anything between 1,500 to 4,000 words at a time, and then send it back to the next person, and then we will read over what the other person has written and highlight things that maybe we don't agree with or we want to change because something that we want to write alters the backstory. And
right.
we just go back and forth like that all the time.
Yeah.
Now,
and by doing that, I think it makes our, sometimes Sue uses British words and words that we don't, just the other day she used Father Christmas. And I think in this last book, Father Christmas. And it was the way that she had used it, and I can't remember the phrasing, but it was very alliterative. It was something about Father Christmas, and I can't say the word because it's just G-rated. Something Father Christmas. and so I said, well, I like the alliteration, so let's just leave it. But I said, we would say Santa Claus. And she said, you don't have Father Christmas? I said, no, I don't think so.
And the other one was serviettes.
Serviettes,
yes. Serviettes instead of napkins. And you came back to me and said, I had to look this word up.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I had no idea.
That's fabulous. Okay, so
it's fun. It's kind of funny, but, you know, so but also by doing that, by and she'll say, I don't like this phrasing. I don't like the way you said this word, or I'll say it to her. And we're very open with each other. We don't get mad, which is really important,
yeah.
I think.
Would you not
get your feelings hurt.
Right, exactly. You know, several years ago when I was writing with Kate, we were asked to go to Moonlight and Magnolias and do a small workshop. They were called an hour with, and they, you know, just very small, only like 10 people could get in the workshop. They were held in like a boardroom. And we were actually asked to go down there and talk about writing as a team. And it was because we knew somebody down there, I'm sure, that saw us do that and said, you know, it's really good, and I think you should have them come down and talk about it. Well, here's the thing that happened that I found very interesting. But when we got finished talking about writing as a team, there was a woman who came up to us and said, thank you, you have just saved me a lot of heartache. I have somebody who's coming to me and asking me to write with her as a team, and I realize that some of the things that you've pointed out are not, you know, that's just not what our dynamic is. And one of the things is, and I'm sure you guys will agree, you have to like each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, because
you have to like each other's writing.
Agree, but there's something even more important than that. You have to like each other's books.
Yeah.
I write what I like to read, and I like reading Shannon's, and that's why we kind of had a big advantage when we started.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I read all of
is,
her books, too. You know, I love her.
Right.
I love her Serious Wolves, and I follow all those, and that really helps, I think. You know, that you like and respect each other's writing,
right.
And that you don't get, but again, you can't be in love with your work. You can't be in love with every word, because if you are, you know, you're going to get your feelings hurt, and you're just going to have to say, okay, all right, I'll concede to that. You're right. That's not a good phrase. You know,
and we negotiate, you know, don't we, Shannon, at the end?
We do. We negotiate.
We'll say, well, I'll let you have that if I can have this.
Absolutely.
That is so funny. Okay, so another thing that goes into writing as a team, you have to like each other, you have to like each other's work, and you have to have the same processes. Would you not say that's true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we both write kind of fast, don't we? She writes, I'll send her something, and then two, three days later, she sends it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have to wait, you know, a month or something, which, you know, I mean, that's the whole point of doing, one of the points of doing, one of the, to me, it's just fun. I can't wait to get something back from her, the chapter back, to see where she's gone with it. And
right.
It's challenging because, you know, she's taking it in a different direction than I would have ever thought about. And I thought, oh, this is great, and I can kind of jump in there and, you know, see what I can do with it then. And I think,
yeah,
you know,
and we did some collaboration this morning. And when I say collaboration, I just mean literally we were messaging each other on Facebook about the next book. And by the time we'd finished chatting about it, which was 10 minutes, it was probably going in a different direction than what we'd both thought originally.
It did, because, you know, you're getting ideas as you're talking. You know, you're getting ideas. And so, yeah, it was great. I mean, I think that it went in a completely different direction in some ways.
You know,
yeah,
every fiction novel starts off with two words, what if.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, I thought they started with chapter one.
Okay.
Prologue.
She's your friend. She's your friend. No, neither one of you now. Neither one of you. Okay, so
we're
you're
all about the prologues and the epilogues. I'm sorry, but we're all about the prologues and the epilogues, Sue and I.
I like prologues and epilogues, too.
She always lets me wrap it up in a bow at the end. I love the epilogue.
I say, okay, here it is. I just finished the last chapter. Go ahead and do the epilogue. You know, you love them. And she's like, oh, yay, you know. And she'll get started on that. It's fun. It's just really a lot of fun.
Well, I
think
writing can be such a lonely thing. it can be a lonely activity. And when you start pulling somebody else in and you're writing as a team, I think it gives you that. I mean, Shannon, let's face it, you're like me. You're a people person. And so I think, too, that that's what makes it so much fun for you, is that you get to do what you love, and yet you still get to be with another person. You know, another person is involved.
Yes.
So, all right, we are on the couch with Shannon West and Victoria Sue, and we're having a little cyber wine and just talking and having fun, and we're going to be back right after this. Come on. I love it when it does this, ladies. Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com.
Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual Southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series, and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold. Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression, from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com. Romancing the Smokies? Well, it's a romance reader's dream. There'll be multiple book signings, endless chances for author meet and greet, and a fine luncheon to look forward to. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, Leanne Tyler, Brandy Kennedy, Trista Ann Michaels, Nancy Nagel, and many more. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappeth will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99. The book signing alone is free, but attendees still need to register. Elegant luncheon, featured authors, books, swag, and gift basket giveaways. Meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for more details. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news. Every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from the Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies. Well, let's talk a few minutes about Romancing the Smokies. Shannon and Victoria will both be there. Shannon West is actually a featured author, and Victoria Sue will also be there with us. Ladies, would you like to know some things about Romancing the Smokies?
Is that a trick question?
Well, we've only got nine reader tickets left.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we've
Sue's
only got
Sue's going to be our gold sponsor. She's our sponsor for Dark Hollows.
Yes,
absolutely. She's going to be, she's going to be there featuring her books and others, of course, our other authors. So I think it's going to be exciting.
I think it's going to be wonderful. I do have a table just for Dark Hollows Press.
Yay.
And then you guys will be at a separate table, but you'll be together. I put you together because you're writing together. I thought it'd be easier that way.
Good. Yeah, that's great.
And then what we'll do...
Yeah, it means we don't have to shout across the room to each other if we get a plot idea.
Yeah.
And authors will be allowed in the room at 9 o'clock, where we'll have a nice light breakfast, and then we'll get our tables ready, and we'll take about 2 hours to eat and do that, get our tables ready and get everything going. And then at 11 o'clock, all of the readers will be allowed in, and we'll get everybody registered. And then Nancy Nagel will be speaking. Of course, we're going to have champagne chicken for lunch.
All right.
Ooh.
Yes, that sounds. And I told them that I wanted a death by chocolate dessert.
You did very good.
And so,
well, as long as the chicken's dead before we eat it, I don't really mind.
Yes.
And then we have Tanya Kappas, who will be speaking, and, of course, our keynote speaker. And she tells a great story. I've heard it before, about she started indie publishing before it was cool. So she's going to tell us how she was kind of, you know, came forward on her indie publishing. And now, you know, of course, she's a bestseller. And then, and also Mallory Kane is going to be the MC. And, of course, I'll have to say something at the end, because have you really ever known me to be in a group where I didn't have the attention for at least 5 minutes?
No, not at all.
No, no, it doesn't really happen. Well, listen,
no.
That's enough on Romancing the Smokies. But Shannon and Victoria, we're so excited that you're going to be here. I'm really excited about getting to meet Victoria. And Shannon, you know, you and I always have fun. It don't matter. No matter where we are.
Oh, I know. I'm getting the basket ready for an Easter basket.
Oh, that sounds so cute. Now, my Bebo, the love hound, we got him at the Newport Animal Shelter, and that's the charity I've chosen for Romance in the Smokies. So all the basket winnings will go to the Newport Animal Shelter, and they do a wonderful job there. Yeah. And Bebo, you know, yeah, I mean, who doesn't love a pet from the shelter? I mean, really, they're always wonderful pets, you know?
They are.
So, okay, so we've talked enough about Romancing the Smokies, so let's go back, Shannon West and Victoria Sue, and talk about your book. Start with book one, and then you guys can throw it back and forth until you hear the music playing.
What, book one was Property of the Alpha. They're wolf shifters, mm-hmm. and living in an alternative universe. Sort of, well, it's a world that, it's our world, but it's a world that has been destroyed by a plague. It's sort of is not really known where it started or how it started, but it spread like wildfire, and they call it the pestilence. And it pretty much wiped out all the humans on Earth. There was just very few left. And the wolves were immune to it because they don't get human diseases. And so they survived, and they actually tried to help the humans. They actually nursed some of the humans and tried to, but they didn't have any medicines, and they couldn't save them.
Right.
But they are now in charge, and they've taken over the world, and they're in the United States, what used to be the United States. They now call it the Nine Territories, and it's their Nine Territories, which includes all the United States and Canada. And Quinn is the supreme alpha of all the Nine Territories, and he lives in Capital City, which used to be Washington, D.C. He lives in the White House. So,
and he's a shifter.
He's a shifter.
Now
he's
a wolf shifter. So how did the shifters come about? How did they become shifters and not be either one or the other?
They just sort of existed alongside the humans. The humans knew about them before the pestilence hit, and they were actually kind of mean to them, kind of cruel to them, and you know, that we don't go into a lot of details as to what they did, but they did kill a lot of them, and they tried to subjugate them because they were different. They didn't like them, and they were
sort of like
sort of a different. So they're just a different species of humanoid, I guess you'd say, and we don't really explain much about how they actually got started, but they've always been there alongside humans. So.
Okay, and then you have book two.
Book two is The Kiss of the Alpha. And we wanted to do something a little bit different in this pairing, because Quinn, the alpha, the werewolf, he's very much the dominant male in his pair, and Aaron in the first book is submissive to him, and he basically starts off that he has to do everything that Quinn says. It doesn't end that way, but that's how it starts. So in book two, the humans have banded together in small groups, and they have started a rebel alliance because they don't want the werewolves to be in charge of them. And the humans in the rebel alliance think they should be running the show. But it's very much a kind of a dystopian world. They don't have a lot of technology. The humans are living in camps. The two alphas in this book are the alpha werewolf isn't the dominant in the relationship. It's the human. And he gets into all sorts of trouble, does the wolf, because the other wolves think that humans should be slaves, basically.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that's how they have all sorts of fun in this book.
Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about this, Donna, is that we based it, to start with, they were camping outside what used to be Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go there while you're in for Romance in the Smokies.
Right. The third book was Strength of the Alpha. Is that right? Am I right, Sue? Strength of the Alpha. And this was the Quinn has decided that, you know, he's got to do something about the rebels, and also about some of the wolves who are just he constantly has to fight for dominance against the other wolves, because they're just, you know, that's what wolves do. They fight to be the leader of the pack. If they sense any kind of weakness, they want to take over some of the stronger alphas. And so he decides to start this new organization called Fire and Ice, and with that is half human, half wolf, and they work together. And so that's what that one's about. And it's kind of a special ops kind of a group, and with the humans having the knowledge. Well, there's one human and one wolf who have knowledge of technology. And the wolf is really learning, but the human was taught by his father and grandfather, so he still remembers a little bit. See, it's been 50 years since the pestilence wiped out the human, so a lot of the knowledge has been lost. So, but anyway, they're beginning to use a little bit of technology. They realize how important it is, and they really need it. So they begin to use a little bit in this book. And now there's two pairs in this one. There's a wolf pair and a human pair, and they both have a romance in this one.
Ooh.
And
okay, and that's book three.
That was book three. The fourth book, which was released today, called Pride of the Alphas. And this goes back a little bit to Quinn and Aaron, the first couple from the first book. Now, before I explain, have you heard of the term M-Preg, Donna?
No, I have not.
Okay, it's short for male pregnancy.
Oh, my.
It's very popular subgroup, I guess you'd say, in the MM. There are Facebook sites and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big
deal.
Partially, people really like it.
Well, partially, I think it's about time that they own it. Well.
It's so much fun to write. Right. You can give them, make them suffer just long, you know, just like the woman, like the women do.
Yeah, everything from
fun to make our little boys suffer.
Swollen ankles.
Yes.
How funny.
The last book is, and I've got to be careful not to give too much away because it only came out today. But basically, one of the basic rules in all the books is that the wolves can't get the pestilence at all. They're immune to it. The humans that mate the wolves take on their immunity. But the pestilence is mutating a little bit. And because Quinn's so busy and he's got a new group of rebels that's starting up, he's had to be absent from Aaron for quite some time. And Aaron gets sick because Quinn not being there, he doesn't have, the strength to fight off the sickness because his werewolf is missing an awful lot. And what do you think, Shannon? Do you think I should give away anything or how far?
Yeah,
do you think
a little. He does
story?
Get sick, but they do find a way to, a very unusual way to cure him.
Well, that sounds
that's a big
interesting.
Clue because it's to do with MPreg. So
to do with the MPreg, yes.
And Shannon had to spend days researching viruses.
Oh, we found out such interesting things, though, about pregnancies that occur, outside the womb. That's an actual thing in women that I never knew, just really interesting things. Very dangerous, very, very dangerous.
Because it's a paranormal, so it is a paranormal, but we do try where we can to base things as much as we can in fact.
We do. We try to keep it as real as possible.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think and you'll read some of the impregs when they just, that's just the way they are. They're just certain types of wolves, and usually they're omega wolves. And usually certain type of omega wolves can just get pregnant. And that just never made sense to me. I mean, I know, I hope not sit on anybody's toes, but it doesn't make sense to me how a male can get pregnant. So we had to make it make sense.
Yeah,
so
we tried to approach it from a scientific point of view.
We did. It was fun. And, mm-hmm. and I think it's kind of a funny book in some ways. We have a lot of fun with that, with a lot of the things they say back and the men say back and forth to each other. They're kind of funny, and Quinn's reactions to the pregnancies and things like that. It's just, and we have a little bit of a twist on one of the other books that nobody saw coming, and so we have a lot of fun with that too.
Now, the one thing I want to ask is, I understand that you guys do the male-male, and I understand that you guys are doing a werewolf or shifter. Are there any females in the stories?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if like all the werewolves were male or if there were females or.
When you say no, there are females in the stories, but none of these are male-female romances. There are no females that are main characters
no
that fall in love.
Right.
No, it's just males.
But they do
have
friends or other characters in the books that are female.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. So, they even have. One couple even has a little daughter named Tessie.
Yeah.
That they're raising.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are, believe it or not, down to our last 15 minutes. It's 8:47. Let's just take a short break and catch our breath. And you are on the couch with Donna Wright, and Donna Wright is on the couch with Shannon West and Victoria Sue. We'll be back right after this.
Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
February 23rd brings a new release by M.D. Martin, Return to Williams Point, a small town nestled in the embrace of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Enjoy your visit, but take heed. You don't want to get caught out after dark. You never know what you may meet. Return to Williams Point. Be aware of things that go bump in the night. From Dark Hollows Press and M.D. Martin.
I got to tell you, Shannon, when Jackie did that one, I was kind of scared when she was finished, because that one sounded
no.
That was scary.
So. I got hungry on the first one, but you know.
Yeah. She does a wonderful job. Shout out to Jackie.
She really
DeBera,
does.
Who's one of your authors, may we add?
Yes. She has a beautiful voice.
Yes, absolutely. She is wonderful. Okay. So we've got Victoria Sue and Shannon West on the couch with us, and you've got these four wonderful books. You do have a fifth one coming out in the series.
We do. With it, well, we're in the very much planning stages at the moment, but yeah, we're planning more. Mm-hmm.
Okay, right.
We have got another book, though, Shannon. We've got the book that we, another series that we started. We've only had time to write the first book, and that's called Temptation, which is mm-hmm. a vampire book.
Oh.
Our vampires are a little bit different in this book. They're actually, they've actually come from another planet. And they're not some like supernatural beings. They're actually aliens that just live on another planet. But their planet went supernova, and the nearest world that they could find to settle was Earth. And none of the humans know about them.
They don't kill humans. There's a group of baddies that do, but most of them don't.
Yeah.
Well, there has to be a group of baddies or you don't have a story.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, you got to have that conflict. So you have the good ones and the bad ones, and they're fighting mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. So I love vampires. I love vampires. They're just out of all the supernatural beings that we write about, vampires are actually my very favorite. But now, as we come to a close, what I'd really like to talk about is what's next for you guys. Shannon, what do you plan to do next on your own?
I'm writing Mate of the Tiger Prince, too. Of course, you know, I just do the shifters. I do a lot of shifters. I don't just do that, but primarily I write shifter stories. And this is a sci-fi story, and it also they're on a planet where they have tiger shifters. They don't shift a lot, only a few times a year. But this is about the first one was out about a month ago, and it was a lot of fun. And then this one is the second one in the series. I had a lot of people asking for another one in the series, so I'm about maybe a little more than halfway through
mm-hmm.
it and trying to get it out. But it's called Lovesick. And it'll be out. It'll be out probably next month.
I love that. Oh, I have a book coming out next month, and then one coming out the month after that. I've been writing on the book that I'm writing on for 12 years.
Oh my God!
So yeah, I mean, I had the idea 12 years ago, and I wrote the first three chapters and put it together for a proposal, and never could sell it to anybody or get anybody to pick it up. So I've started all over because it really is one of the books of my heart. So, Victoria, what's next for you?
I've also got a werewolf series with Dark Hollows called Serious Wolves. And the first book, Orion Circle, came out about 9-10 months ago. And it actually won a Rainbow Award. It was third in the paranormal section in the Rainbow Awards, so I was really pleased with that. And I am just editing the fifth book and obviously going to start writing the sixth one very shortly.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Now, do either of you write away from Dark Hollows Press?
I don't now. I have in the past. I haven't. I don't now. Sue does some, yes.
I don't write with another publishing company. I've just got a couple that I've self-published.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how did that go for you, Victoria?
Incredibly hard.
Really?
Yeah. It's not easy at all, isn't self-publishing. I think when you have a good publisher like Dark Hollows Press, it kind of lulls you into a sense of false security, and you think, oh, I can do that, and then you realize you probably can't.
Well, I can tell you that I have self-published two or three short stories, and three now, I guess. And I know you have all that control, but to have that control, you give up a lot, because there is a lot of time involved in your marketing and just formatting and all of those things that need to be done, if they're done properly.
Yeah, and all the different sites want different formatting, which drives me nuts.
I totally understand. I feel your pain. So, Shannon, what's next for Dark Hollows Press?
Just keep on doing what we're doing. We really don't want to get too big.
Right.
And that may sound silly, but we like to give personal attention to the authors that we do, that we have, and Eden does, I think, a really good job with that, and she does promo, and she also takes a lot of time on the covers, and we do try to give, you know, we try to get the books out as quickly as we can. We try to give a lot of personal attention to people. One of our authors, T.S. McKinney, just had a great thing happen to her. Ken Alexander, who is a huge name in romance, MM romance. I'm not sure if she does anything else, but I know she's a huge name in MM romance. Actually read her book that she just put out and gave a recommendation on her Facebook page. And
oh, wow.
She saw her sales. Yeah, she saw her sales skyrocket, and which is fantastic. And we've had some others that had similar things happen to them. Voss Porter and some of the others have had some things like that happen, where a number one author, and we don't have best-selling, we don't have New York Times bestsellers yet, although I really do believe it's coming in MM. There's some that have been mentioned on.
I think
not for us, not for me necessarily, for Sue perhaps, but I'm just saying that, you know, MM is not mainstream and has not been considered. But I think it's coming. I really do. I think that things are changing. I think it's going to come soon. I think so. USA Today has featured some MM. So it's getting there. We're getting there. But these big name authors can really help the new, you know, upcoming authors by giving them a shout out, helping them along a little bit. I think that's good.
Now, Shannon, everybody knows that that there have been some changes in the publishing industry in the last few months, last year or so, that has really made a difference. And my question is do you see Dark Hollows Press still flourishing?
Yes, I do. Because we are a very close-knit group. I mean, you know, we don't have any overhead. To tell you the truth, we really have very little overhead.
Right.
Everything is done in-house. And Michelle is just phenomenal, and I think, I really do. Bragging on her, but I think she's phenomenal. And, just her financial ability and everything else, she would never get overextended. She just doesn't. That's just not what she does, you know.
Right.
And
from an author point of view, there's not many publishers that you could email at 11 o'clock at night and expect to get a reply.
Right.
Yeah, she's very responsive.
Yeah, she is absolutely fabulous. Victoria, I have loved having you. Thank you so much for being here with me. And Shannon, I just want to say something special to you. You have just been a real rock to me in certain times, and I think you know what I'm talking about. And I just want to thank you for all your kindness. You're just the sweetest thing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
It has been wonderful having you. I love you back, sweetheart. Shannon West and Victoria Sue. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something, and I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. Shannon and I are two of the most opposite people on the planet. And if we can have the love for each other that we have, there is no excuse for the fighting going on in this country right now.
It's true.
That is very
absolutely
true.
Absolutely.
You know, because we are very opposite. We know and respect each other's opinions. And we don't have to fight. So why is everybody else fighting? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to get like that, but this election year is driving me crazy, Shannon.
I know.
I am blocking people right and left, even if they agree with me. I just don't want the rants, but that's another story altogether. We'll talk about that more on Monday night when I have some other people on. Shannon, again, thank you. Victoria Sue, it has been wonderful having you. Guys, have a wonderful evening.
You are listening to
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. Have a great evening, everyone.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.